America? Here is a record of it to judge for yourself. City streets, pounded by ever-increasing traffic, are modernized, resurfaced, thousands of blocks, which mean huge savings in local tax money. Vital to the communities which they serve are the thousands of miles of highways constructed and improved by the Works Program. The need for first-class highways grows constantly as the automobile and the motor truck become increasingly important in both city and rural commerce. In many regions, great loss has befallen farmers and other rural residents during periods of bad weather, which made secondary roads impassable. The need for adequate farm-to-market roads, which would make the transportation of farm produce independent of weather conditions, has been recognized in all parts of the country. But not until the beginning of the Works Program was it possible to initiate a general plan for the development of farm-to-market roads. This plan brings immediate improvement in local business and property values wherever a secondary road is completed. At last, the farmer finds it possible to reach his market over well-constructed, weatherproof roads. In all these construction projects, local labor is employed, and wherever possible, the raw materials are obtained from quarries in the immediate vicinity. How big is the WPA road program? In its first 18 months of operation, the mileage end-to-end would have stretched 5 times around the earth. In many parts of the country are regions which depend largely upon the tourist's trade as a local industry. Areas of great scenic beauty have been made available to thousands of visitors through the development of systems of roads in national and state parks and at other centers of attraction for tourists. Many of these vacation spots were completely inaccessible before the assistance of the Works Program made road construction possible. The welfare of the community served by a new construction project is always the first consideration, and plans are laid not only for the present, but for the more demanding future. In the field of public health, many important and permanent improvements have been undertaken. The water resources of thousands of cities and towns have been expanded by the construction of reservoirs and water supply systems, ensuring an adequate supply of water for the community's needs for many years to come. A particularly interesting example of a long-felt need met by the Works Program is this reservoir at Atlantic City. Although this resort entertains millions of visitors every year, it never has had an adequate water supply until this reservoir was built. Another type of permanent construction is this community stadium, representative of a large group of projects that provide facilities for public gatherings all over America. In cooperation with other federal agencies, many important improvements have been made under the Works Program at the Brooklyn Navy Yard and other centers of government activity. As an aid to traffic, hundreds of new bridges have been completed, designed to withstand high waters and the pounding of heavy loads. Thousands of other bridges have been repaired and made safe. Many cities have been freed from the peril of disease by the provision of modern, scientifically correct sewage systems, which often replace antiquated systems entirely inadequate for the needs of the community. Developments such as these are always undertaken with the cooperation of the public health agencies serving each locality, and the projects are carried out under the supervision of competent sanitary engineers. The rapid growth of air traffic outdistanced the airport for hundreds of cities seized the opportunity offered by the WPA to build or improve modern airports. One of the busiest of all airports is at Newark. This field is the eastern terminus of all of the great transcontinental airlines, and hundreds of transport ships land and take off from its runways every day. At Newark, as at a great many other cities, the Works Program has provided jobs for thousands of workers in the improvement of existing facilities and in new construction. At Cleveland, great industrial center, emergency workers built an immense landing mat, the largest single piece of paving in the world. At Detroit, both construction and improvements were completed. Second largest of American cities and first in transportation is Chicago, where an extensive program of airport improvements have given the city adequate air terminal facilities. Philadelphia is third among our cities in population, yet this Pennsylvania metropolis has never had its own airport. Passengers bound for Philadelphia by air have been forced to land in another city, in fact, in another state. Not until the Great Works program became a reality was it possible to begin the construction of this air terminal on the site of the Faint Island shipyards. The increase in air transportation has also made necessary the development of hundreds of emergency landing fields along the regular flying routes. Frequently, the need for these fields is greatest where the work of preparation is most difficult. But safety in passenger transport requires the clearing of fields at frequent intervals. In the larger cities where the concentration of population is greatest, slum clearance projects have been undertaken. In some areas, new modern housing developments will be erected, providing better living conditions for workers in the low-income groups. In other locations, the land cleared will be used for public parks and playgrounds. In all parts of the country, the letters WPA are a symbol of progress and improvement. On buildings under construction, they mean the replacement of inadequate public facilities by new, well-planned structures. On buildings under repair, they mean the preservation of existing structures for greater utility. Many thousands of such jobs as these dot the map of the United States, giving work and hope to people who can't find jobs, impetus to retail trade and heavy industry, and permanent improvements to a host of communities for the years to come. Not only was it necessary to find employment for workers accustomed to manual labor, but also there was need to employ others whose training and experience fitted them for professional and other skilled work. For these so-called white-collar workers, each community had to plan jobs which would utilize and preserve their skill and training. And above all, the work must be useful, a real contribution to the welfare of the community. In planning traffic control for congested cities, jobs have been found which require varying degrees of skill. In the study of traffic problems, the first step is to determine the number of vehicles passing a given point. Then experts are employed to lay out new routes and regulations which will ensure greater safety for both motorists and pedestrians. Manpower for hundreds of such surveys is provided by the Works program. Tests have been devised to determine the ability and fitness of drivers so that the element of human failure may be eliminated. In cooperation with the police departments of several cities, automobile inspection stations have been established in an effort to reduce the number of unsafe vehicles on the road. Under the supervision of expert mechanics, every safety device is carefully checked for perfect operation. The laws of many states and cities require a regular inspection of this nature, and the possession of an up-to-date inspection label is necessary before the car owner may use his automobile on the streets and highways. Another example of useful employment is found in the sewing rooms operated by the Works program in practically every city in the country. Expert craftsmanship is encouraged in design groups associated with the sewing projects. Women who are the principal support of their families are paid for their work, and the millions of garments and miscellaneous articles they produce are distributed free to families on relief or to tax-supported institutions. For some of the women who work in these sewing rooms, the training and practical experience they receive will not only make them better housewives, but it may also open up avenues to a permanent source of income. Many other types of employment are provided for women. In a number of weaving projects, instruction is given in an interesting and useful craft. Part-time employment is provided in many kitchens where clean, wholesome school lunches are prepared for undernourished children of needy families. In libraries and schools, skilled workers are employed in repairing and rebinding millions of books. In many places where books were hard to find, over 2,000 traveling libraries now supply the demand for knowledge and entertainment and general health supervision. No other medical assistance of this nature is available. The nursing projects bring health and happiness where formerly death and misery were all too common. Their visits run into the millions. New interests have vanquished the darkness of despair in the lives of thousands of sightless men and women as a result of several projects in which books and maps have been translated into Braille, the written language of the blind. The proofreading of these works is done by sightless experts. In some cities, instruction is given in the reading of Braille maps. The tragedy of blindness has been the lot of thousands of our people in region Tacoma. A dread eye disease is prevalent. Many of its victims are prevented by poverty, isolation, or infirmity from receiving medical attention. To these people come visiting nurses to examine suspected cases, and provision is given to free clinics. With this assistance, medical science has found it possible to control a disease which is a menace to young and old alike, in many cases affecting every member of a large family. Needless to say, the staff necessary to maintain this important service is recruited from the trained workers of the regions concerned. And again, useful employment is combined with an enterprise of great and immediate value to the community. Everyone is familiar with the fine work being done by the famous Warm Springs Foundation in the cure of children crippled by infantile paralysis. To thousands who would otherwise be hopeless cripples for the rest of their lives has been given the chance to overcome their handicaps. Much of the success of the treatment given at Warm Springs and elsewhere depends upon the existence of therapeutic pools in which patients may gradually recover the use of their muscles through exercise made easier by the support of warm water. In many parts of the country, WPA labor has constructed pools such as these, and trained WPA workers make up the staffs which assist in the medical treatment. This therapeutic pool is in the James Whitcomb Riley Memorial Hospital in Indiana, made doubly interesting by Riley's immortal poem about the little crippled boy with curvature of the spine. In hundreds of cities, the WORKS program safeguards the health of many thousands of normal children of preschool age. In nursery schools, the children of needy and working mothers are provided with the best of care and medical supervision. Projects which are part of a broad educational program in which the WPA has helped millions of children and adults. Supervised play activities and preschool training under competent instructors removed from the relief roles are part of the schedule at each of these nursery schools. Meals are provided for the youngsters, and plenty of health-building milk and orange juice is consumed during the mid-morning and mid-afternoon luncheons. The food is prepared under the supervision of dietitians. And at all times, a careful check of the health and development of the children is maintained. In these nursery schools, acquire habits which will guard their health later in life. Here is a work which lays the foundation for a new generation of good citizens. Another part of the WORKS program enters the field of adult education, and this subject embraces a number of widely varied projects. Some of the most interesting of the WPA projects in adult education are the classes in which hundreds of thousands of foreign-born people learn the language and customs of their adopted country. Vocational training projects are another branch of the adult education program. Many classes established in which instruction is given to men and women who will find very practical uses for their newly acquired knowledge in their daily lives. Every effort is made to adapt the instruction to the need and native ability of the student. Women are instructed in the arts and crafts for which they are best fitted, as exemplified in the millinery classes. In the same general category, we find classes for men in which the students are initiated into the art of tailoring. Through the training they receive here, they will be enabled to take up a profitable trade which will assure them of work and independence. A project which combines rehabilitation and education is found in the many household training classes operated by the WPA. Here, future housewives are instructed in homemaking, and inexperienced girls from relief families are given training which will make them self-supporting. As the girls master each branch of household art, their progress is indicated on a chart. Upon graduation, the girls are placed through an employment service conducted by the Works Program. To the young people of the nation, eager in their quest of knowledge, the Works Program, in cooperation with the National Youth Administration, offers part-time employment to enable them to continue their education. The type of employment offered is determined by the needs of the community in which the young people live. In fruit-growing districts, canning units have been set up in which girls can and preserve fruit for local households. Part of the product is distributed to families on relief. An interesting project in New England is that in which boys, many of them from seafaring families, are engaged in the catching and breeding of fish and the restocking of fishing grounds. As they cast their nets into the sea, the action symbolizes their search for education, security, the simple riches of life. And toward this objective, the normal heritage of every young American, the Works Program offers them a helping hand.